Hi, joining us on KNBR 680 is the second baseman, Ryan Terrio of the Giants. Boy, I want to ask you this. You know, clinching time is coming. You've been down this road many times with the Cubs and the Cardinals, the Dodgers, and you've been down a pennant race. What goes through a player's mind as you get close to clinching? What do you think about?
For me, it's preparation, you know, going into the playoffs. I guess in a perfect world, your team would be on fire going into the playoffs. So, you know, at what cost, you know, do you have each player clicking on all cylinders? Obviously, everyone needs a little rest if you can clinch early. You know, get some rest, get some guys kind of rejuvenated, get the batteries charged. But in the same breath, you know, you want to be hot. You know, I've been on both sides of it. We're in Chicago, we won a ton of games, clinched early, and got swept in three games twice. And then last year, you know, it was an interesting down to the last game, you know, fighting and clawing, tooth and nail the whole way, and then you enter the playoffs on a high, and you win the World Series. So I think it's kind of a double-edged sword, honestly.
All right. Well, which end of the sword would you rather be on here?
Well, you know, I don't know. I mean, obviously, you want to clinch early so you can get guys rest. But, you know, it's going to be, you know, one of those things where Boach is going to have to, you know, make sure that everybody's fresh and you know, also everybody's ready to go, you know, as far as the rest and all that stuff goes. You don't want to give guys too much time off. You don't want to let the team get complacent, you know, and that's one thing I do like about the way that Boach has approached this whole thing here the last week or two, where it's looked like we've had a pretty good chance. You know, he's continued to get after it and keep the intensity up, you know, and from a team standpoint, you got to have that. You have to enter the playoffs hot, you know, and ready to go.
Ryan Terrio with us. Yeah, I'm on that edge of the sword. I like to see a team winning at the end of the year and not have a lot of time off, because I think hitting can get stale for some reason. You're going to face good pitchers. You're one of the real veterans on this team. You have been down this road many times, and this is still a young ball club in many ways, and you have that experience of being in the playoffs before. So the question I ask you is this: when, no matter what you do during the regular season, once the playoffs start, you become a different player.
Yeah, you know, obviously we all play for October, you know, and that's why we go to spring training and prepare the way that we do, is to get in the postseason, have a chance at being a world champion. Yeah, all bets are off at that point. You know, you go into the postseason with a clean slate. You saw how David Freese's career just catapulted last year and you know, turned so many heads there in the playoffs. And I was always a good player, but you really saw his true colors when it was crunch time. It's a different animal, you know. What we do is so repetitive every day, same thing. You know, it's like Groundhog Day. And then you get to October, and you know, everything is so meaningful. Not that the regular season games aren't, but you know, it's almost the win or go home type scenario, and it's too much fun to go home. So we want to keep playing.
Well, the five-game series is just unbelievable, because to me it changes every minute, every inning. Every day, you win one, you think, wow, this is it. You lose one, and you want to, oh, my God, we're in trouble. But you went through this. You've been through this a few times, this five-game series. To me, that's the most important part of the playoffs. Obviously, each round, you got to win. But you get your feet on the ground after the five-game series. Then you got a seven-game series. It's almost like a long season again.
Right, right.
But that five-game series for me, and you've been down that road. Tell me about it.
The five-game series is tough. Obviously, the first game is so important. You know, you want to get that first one under your belt. You know, and luckily, fortunate for us, that'll probably be, well, hopefully we'll be here at home, you know, if everything goes as planned. But, yeah, I mean, you know, it's weird. You shuffle the pitching around a little bit. You can't really bring guys back. You know, it bit us last year. We tried to bring Cart back and didn't really work out too good in the five-game series. But, yeah, I mean, you know, look, we're playing three-game series all year, though. So, you know, honestly, and the goal is to win each series. That's for, you know, for us. so it's really not that much different now. In a perfect world, well, for all of them to be seven, that'd be great. But you know, it's not too much different than what we're used to. You know, now if we're talking like a one game, win or go home thing, you know, that's a different story. But yeah, I mean, you know, it's not that bad.
Well, it's funny you mention that because this year it is a one game play in to get in. Now, here we are, we're on the verge of the Giants clinching and, you know, moving forward. Can you imagine if you had to play a one game to get in at this point? Now, you've been down to Game 7 of a World Series. You've been to Game 7 of an NLCS. Yeah. You've seen it before. But can you imagine having to play a one game after 162? You got to fly somewhere and play one game to get in?
Yeah, I understand the second wild card stuff, you know, and I get it. And, you know, for TV ratings and all that stuff, and you know, everybody loves elimination games and you know, it gives another team a chance to be in the postseason. You see wild card teams win the World Series all the time. But man, it would be terrible to just have a great year, you know, and win, you know, be 20 games over 500, then a team get in that's playing 500 baseball, but they're hot at that point, and they knock you out, you know. It'd just be, you know, why did we do all of it? Yeah, I don't know. I get it. I understand. But and it makes it interesting, makes it fun. But it's changed the dynamic of everything that we do from a business side of the game as well. You saw the trade deadline was just a madhouse, you know, and you had so many buyers, and it was really tough on the GMs to improve teams. And it's changed the dynamic of the game for sure. I don't know. That'll be one that we'll probably address that one in about 5 years and go, man, this was a good idea, man. This was a bad idea.
Well, I always say it's like playing miniature golf. They make you hit it over the clown's head and through the bridge to get into the World Series now, and that's the party. The season is the journey, then they have the party, and here's the rules of the party, and that's what it's all about. Ryan Theriault with us. What about your role? You're going to be a guy, you're a veteran, you're going to come off the bench, obviously, in the playoffs. You're going to be, you know, a pinch hitter. Who knows what could happen? You know, things could happen in a play if you could be in the middle of it. But you're a very important part of this ball club for this playoff. How about your role? Are you okay with it?
No. Yeah, I mean, I am. It, you know, it's one of those things where I want to win, and it's always been that for me. Whatever it takes to make this ball club better. Our bench, you know, it's kind of been an issue throughout the season where we needed to address that a little bit. And if that means going over there, man, and you know, bringing the outfield glove out here as well as the multiple infield gloves and being ready at all times to, you know, for a double switch or pinch hit, you know, that's what we got to do. That's what I got to do. As a teammate, yeah, man, you know, look, that's why we're here. And you know, I've had my time in the spotlight, and I'm sure I'll have more time in the spotlight out there playing every day. Do I still feel like I can contribute on a daily basis? Of course. Physically, I feel great, but this team needs me in that role, and I embrace it and accept it and love it. You know, these guys love having me around, messing with them all the time and kind of joking on the bench. Gives me a little more time to pick on everybody, which is kind of fun. But no, I mean, to sum it up, I guess, you know, yeah, I'd love to be out there playing every day, but right now we're a better ball club with me where I am, and you know, I know that, and that's fine. You know, I'm enjoying it.
All right, so here we are. It's the World Series. You come up in a big role. What goes through your mind? And you've been there. You know, you're standing in millions of people thinking about it, and there you are. It's you and the pitcher.
Mm-hmm. I try to make it personal, you know, every at bat. I try to go out there and make that me against him attitude, you know. Last year, Game 6, I had an RBI there late in the game. And you know, I'll be honest with you, it's more agonizing when you're not in the spotlight. When it's there and it's you're in that moment of competition right there, you know, you don't really think about anything except for your task at hand, and you know, after the fact, obviously, you're like, oh my gosh, I can't believe that just happened. But when you're going through it, you know, I've done it so much, and it's one of those things that just, once you've had the at bats and been through it, that's what I tell Crawford all the time. You know, you just got to experience a lot of these things. You know, you got to be out there for a perfect game or a no hitter, and You got to be out there for a World Series. You got to make an error in a crucial moment and know what that feels like. You got to make a great play in a crucial moment and know what that feels like. You know, it's just experiences in this game. That's why you see some of the veterans handle a lot of those situations better, because they've been through it. Not that they're better players. They've just been through it. They know what to expect.
Boy, I'm looking forward to this. It's going to be a lot of fun, Ryan. Thanks so much, as always. You're a big part of what's going on here.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
More coming up on KBR 680, the sports leader.